I'm joined by The Guardian's Helena Smith, who is in Athens. What are the unions hoping to achieve with the strike, Helena?
Greek unions are basically hoping to highlight the mass opposition towards these deeply unpopular austerity measures here in Greece by taking to the streets in vast numbers today ahead of this crucial vote on this new wave of measures in the Greek Parliament tomorrow. The hope is that they can really bring the message home that these measures are not going to pass, that they've brought ordinary Greeks to their knees, that after a year of stringent wage cuts, pension cuts, benefit losses, Greeks cannot survive with further cuts. One mustn't forget that around 25% of the entire population here in Greece is now living beneath the poverty line, and that's the message that they will also be bringing, will also try to put across as they rally through Athens. There are several rallies taking place, organized by different unions today, as they march through Athens up to the Parliament building.
And what's the atmosphere like out on the streets?
The atmosphere this morning, early morning, was fairly quiet. I was in Syntagma Square, which has been the focal point of protests, and there were hundreds of protesters were streaming into the square, but there was by no means the thousands of protesters that we've seen in evening, mass evening rallies. That's because there's a sort of ritual to Greek demonstrations. Protesters, usually unionists, hardcore unionists, tend to start rallies, take to the streets in the early morning, and then they're joined by thousands of others who make their way in from across Athens. Athens sprawls over 300 square kilometres, so some people, participants in these rallies today, will be travelling vast distances to get into the city centre to join the rallies. That's why we don't normally see mass rallies until, you know, around just after midday, early afternoon. So as I said, it was fairly quiet first thing this morning. Protesters were beginning to pour into Syntagma Square. The streets are full of riot police, helmeted, pistols, that sort of thing. The Greek government is quite nervous about the next 2 days and has deployed up to 5,000 riot police in the city centre, mostly to avert the Parliament building literally being stormed. Unionists have vowed to stop lawmakers from entering the Greek Parliament in Syntagma Square so that they can physically stop the vote on these highly controversial austerity measures going ahead.
And do they really think that they can do that? Do they really think that what they're doing will actually achieve its objectives?
I think that the point amongst what I've been told by the what I'm picking up this morning is they want to cause as much of a fuss, as much of a din as possible, unnerve the government. There's an increasing feeling here in Greece, among you know, on the street, among political analysts, that the government's days are numbered. That this is that this government will soon is short-lived, and the message of protesters and unions will be, if we have a new government, these measures it will face the same sort of resistance at street level to these unpopular austerity measures.